from Storyflow. This is your daily audio brief. Mason, July 24th. Quick read on what moved overnight. Five stories, no fluff. Let's get into it. First, from the lead lag report, the Fed isn't data dependent, the Fed is treasury dependent. Next. Second, from the lead lag report. The 6.4% question. What you give up for a preferred yield? Up next. Third, from Zero Hedge. Mapping Americans' per capita healthcare spending by state. Healthcare represents a major share of consumer spending in America, but the amount spent per resident varies considerably by location. New data from the U.S. Bureau of Economic Analysis highlights the differences in per capita healthcare spending across the country in 2024. The map below, via Visual Capitalist's Srijar Chatterjee, ranks every state using the latest personal consumption expenditures by state data from the BEA. And then, fourth, from Pristine Capital, bond yields are breaking out. Hey, I wanted to touch base with you about the bond market. The 10-year Treasury yield just broke above 4.5%, which is a pretty significant move. This could be a sign that investors are getting more aggressive and willing to take on risk in a rising rate environment. The yield curve is also steepening, which can be a good indicator for economic growth. I think this is worth keeping an eye on, especially if you're invested in fixed income. The yield on the 10-year Treasury is now at 4.55%, up from 4.28% just a week ago. This is a pretty big move, and it's a sign that investors are getting more confident in the economy. The yield curve is also steepening, which means that shorter-term bonds are paying lower interest rates than longer-term bonds. This can be a sign that investors expect the economy to grow faster in the future. I know it's not directly related to stocks, but it's worth keeping an eye on if you're invested in the market. The S&P 500 is still trading in a tight range, but it's worth monitoring the bond market to see if it has any impact on stocks. I'll be out of the office for a bit starting July 26th, but I'll make sure to catch up with you when I get back. For listeners who want low-fee crypto exposure, our markets partner Kraken supports Bitcoin. Link in show notes. Next. Fifth, from Rubino. Q2 earnings season starts with completely acceptable numbers. The Q2 earnings season has begun, with our portfolio's biggest gold-silver miner reporting on July 23rd. We've all been wondering how miners' earnings and cash flow would withstand Q2's lower metals prices. And if these results are any indication, the answer is they're holding up pretty well, with cash flow down a bit, but still among the top three quarters in company history. In other words, high-quality precious metals miners are still among the most profitable companies in the world. Up next, sixth, from the PIM Trader, STX stock. Buy, sell, or hold in July 2026. New positions should wait. STX just turned bullish again, but earnings land in 5 days, and that adds risk. Existing positions should hold. The trend just flipped back up, so there is no reason to sell yet, but this is a name to watch closely into earnings. The PIM score is back to a 4. That is a strong reading. It follows about a month of selling pressure. So this is a fresh signal, not an established trend yet. The market terminal overall rating sits at 75 out of 100. That is just under the 80 mark we consider strong. The individual pieces tell a more encouraging story. Future earnings esco. And then, seventh, from TTG Trading. TTG, EOD Market Review, Positions, Themes, and Global Trend Portfolio. Traders, here is your end of day. Market recap, today's market themes, QQQ teetering but holding June support, Jabio's holding up, Well Macro, Bonds, TLT, 0.3%, Dollar, UP, 0.4%, VIX, plus 12%, Crude, 6%, $92. Dollar Pass, Aero and Defense, Industrials, Healthcare, Utes, Bukons Diska, Com, Software, Cyber, Miners, Internet. Index Review, SPYQQQ, IWM. End of Day, Market Recap, Video Percent, from Open Plus Themes, Out of the Box. Proprietary Stock Screen, Notes regarding the below lists. Names trending above their value area on three different time frames, users volume at price. Market Webs, MW. Trading System, LearnMo Next. 8th, from The Market Chronicle. S&P 500 falls as credit spreads widen and real yields surge. Please remember to subscribe to my Substack to receive this free daily commentary, which I work very hard to produce, directly in your inbox. Stocks finished the day lower, with the S&P 500 falling more than 1.2%. The losses were concentrated in the mega-cap technology stocks and Tesla. It could have been worse, however, had it not been for a roughly 30 basis point rally in the final 10 minutes of trading. Up next, 9th, from the Daily Doom. War on two fronts explodes. Oil prices causes stock market priesthood to declare they were short-sighted. The Nasdaq plummeted like a missile, falling more than 2% today, and the Dow dropped 500 points. Even the point fall of the smaller Nasdaq was greater than the Dow, and the reason was the war, which has roared back into life and spread wider, with the Houthis opening a second front by taking control of the Red Sea. As a result, oil prices soared upward to take Brent crude over $101 BBL at one point of the day, finally settling at just over $100. The funny part came in hearing mainstream financial media finally concede that the market has been short-sighted about the war. And then 10th, from Lesustan, Futurist ETF FUTR, LMT Q2, Earnings Report. Welcome back to the FUTR ETF subscriber update. When you think of a futurist portfolio, your mind probably jumps straight to artificial intelligence, genomics, or next-gen software. But the reality is that the future of global security is becoming one of the most technologically demanding sectors on the planet. This is exactly why we hold Lockheed Martin, LMT, in the FUTR portfolio. That's the read. Watch the tape, ignore the noise. Back tomorrow. Want this every morning? It's free. Set up your own feed at storyflow.com.